Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy Friday, Notre Dame fans. Mike Singer and Kyle Kelly live on the Blue and Gold YouTube channel. Hope everyone is doing well on this Notre Dame Blue Gold game eve. Thank you all for tuning in, whether you're watching back, watching live with us, whatever the case may be. Thank you for making us a part of your day. We're talking a lot of Notre Dame football recruiting. Actually, all Notre Dame football recruiting. That's what we do here on this YouTube channel here, and this specific show, I should say. So Kyle, trust that you're well, my friend. Everything going well in your world?
Yeah, obviously a busy week for me. Got a wedding to go to on Saturday, so I won't see much of the actual blue and gold game, but I think a lot of what we saw last week on the inter-squad jersey scrimmage, as Marcus Freeman saw or calls it, was probably our most important viewing experience this spring. So I'll be able to go back on Peacock and check out that blue gold game. But a lot of recruiting festivities happening beforehand.
Yeah, so it's a few dozen prospects on campus. I'm going to talk about a quick thought on just the weekend as a whole in just a moment. But, prospects on campus all throughout the week. Notre Dame had a Rice transfer defensive back on campus. Midweek, Jack Sobel just did a story on that. You can find that at blueandgold.com to hear what Trayshawn Devone's saying about his time in South Bend. Yeah, I mean, recruits on campus this week. Notre Dame had a five-star offensive lineman. What was that? Wednesday and early part of Thursday, I believe. So, again, tons of coverage at blueandgold.com. And discussing a lot today. I see Jason's in the chat. Hopefully, we see plenty of activity in the live chat today. I'll certainly be keeping an eye on that. But Kyle, like, it's not in terms of sheer like numbers. There's a ton of guys, lots of commits, 2024 signees, handful of 2026 targets. But I think what's lacking is at least from what we know about this weekend is class of 2025 targets. There's one to our knowledge on campus. One guy armed with a Notre Dame offer in the 2025 class who's not committed to the Irish. There is one. That is a low number. And I think a big reason for that, Kyle, is because Notre Dame already had most of them on campus this spring. You go through the list. I mean, so many guys on the 2025 board already visited Notre Dame this spring. So sure, they didn't see the blue gold game, but you know, blue gold game's fine. It's not some big showpiece event of the year at Notre Dame. Like, I'm fine with it. I mean, just think about it. Derek Meadows, Josh Petty, James Simon, the 2026 quarterbacks. You just go on down the list. I'm just off the top of your head. Like, I feel like, I mean, Noah McHale, Jadon Blair, they all visited earlier to New Kinds. These guys already visited Talon Taylor. So you in line with me, Kyle? I know if you disagree with me, you're not afraid to let me know.
No, you make a really good point. And I've always leaned toward the side that getting guys on campus for like more dialed down sort of days are probably better because you get more time to spend with the coaching staff. So I think that Notre Dame did a great job getting all their 25 targets. I pretty much every one as you went through. I know you forgot a couple names, Madden Faramo, Gavin Nix, just to name a few. Notre Dame's target board is pretty slim at this rate. So they still got pretty much every guy that they're still recruiting in this class on campus this spring. And every one of those visits were probably a little bit more in depth, a little bit more personal, whereas the blue gold game, on the other hand, I think is the perfect event to point all your 2026 targets to. The guys with early offers and a handful of guys will be there. I think a lot of the 2026 guys also visited earlier this spring as well, along with a lot of those 25 guys. But I think it's a little less important for the 26 guys to get that one-on-one time with the staff. I think just getting there to Notre Dame, being on campus for a big event, being in the stadium, seeing the fans, being able to enjoy that environment, I think that's a little bit more exciting for a 2026 recruit. But who knows? Some of those guys that I'm sure they really enjoy with the personal time with the coaching staff as well. So yeah, I'm with you. It's a much more scaled back visitor slate compared to years past. We were talking before the show, last year's visitor slate for the Blue Gold game, there were names like Mike Gilbert, Bryce Young, Isaiah Canyon, a former Notre Dame commit that ended up flipping to Georgia Tech. It was a weird recruitment. But either way, he was there. They all committed within like a week after the Blue Gold game. So it was a much crazier weekend last year. But Notre Dame's much further ahead in the 25 class. They got 19 commits. Only a few pieces remain, and a lot of those pieces will be back on official visits in June.
Folks, please hit the thumbs up on this video if you're watching live with us. Really helps support what we're doing here at Blue and Gold and our YouTube channel. So please hit that thumbs up. And if you are new here, of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss any of our Notre Dame football and recruiting content. Mark and Jay Carr are commenting about our backgrounds look like we're in the same room. We actually are. This is kind of a cool thing that Kyle and I are in. No, we're not in the same room. Different states, but anywho. Let's dive into the first talking point of the show, and that's this young man tweeted out just earlier today that early on Friday, I should be specific there, that he's already at Notre Dame. So he gets a full Friday and he'll be there Saturday. And I believe he told me he's flying out Sunday morning. So this is like an official visit for Javon Boggs, 4-star wide receiver from Cocoa, Florida, 6 foot, 200 pounds, former Ohio State commitment who announced a top 7 schools list a few days ago of Georgia, UCF, Florida, Missouri, Notre Dame, and a couple others. I'm sure Kyle remembers them off the top of his head. But a really notable visit here. He's got a few other official visits locked in, and it's for every weekend in June. And Notre Dame, Kyle, I don't think they're really having anyone on campus for officials that first weekend of June, like that May 31st to June 2nd weekend. And it's really just the 7th and the 14th. And maybe the 21st if they have any leftovers. And I know they're doing a few midweek visitors for guys, here and there. So maybe Javon Boggs gets, or it takes a midweek official to Notre Dame. But it's kind of a side note is that, I think there's only two. Maybe they end up adding some guys to the 21st weekend, see how things go. Again, talking about the month of June. But, yeah, Javon Boggs currently has every weekend in June booked. So I think this is a really good opportunity for Notre Dame to impress this 4-star wide receiver, Mr. Florida, high school football for his outstanding junior season. Just happens to be catching passes from Brady Hart, who I have logged a prediction for Notre Dame to land in the 2026 class. So we'll see how this goes. And then, could he replace, Notre Dame with one of those schools? I'm sure the Fighting Irish staff would love to get him for that June 14th weekend with Deuce Knight, because Deuce Knight and Boggs have a pretty strong relationship right now, and they'll both be there this weekend. We'll talk about Deuce in a few minutes. That's kind of my spiel on Boggs. He visited Georgia right after decommitting from Ohio State. A lot of people thought he would just end up with the Bulldogs. RPM says they're the leader. We'll see. Florida is the in-state school. Missouri seems to be making a good move with him. UCF is a local program, and now in a power conference school. But I think the Notre Dame is kind of an interesting contender here. Kyle, what say you?
Well, Notre Dame's got a few things working in their favor in this recruitment. The first one being is, even though that Javon Boggs has, from May 31st to June 21st, those weekends all book with official visits, four of them being those 4 weekends. UCF on May 31st, USC on June 7th, Georgia on June 14th, and Missouri on June 21st. Well, there's no longer a rule where you're only limited to five official visits. And even though he has four booked, he could take many as 40 if he wanted. I don't know many recruits taking 40 official visits. I don't know of many recruits taking over 10 official visits. But if Javon Boggs wants to, he has that option. So I'm not too worried about Notre Dame not on the schedule for an official visit at this rate. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's seen every one of the campuses that are previously scheduled official visits to, besides maybe USC. So kind of just doing his due diligence there. And I think Notre Dame could easily get him on the schedule for an OV sometime in June. Like you said, the two main weekends are the 7th and the 14th. So I think Notre Dame's probably trying to fight off Georgia or USC for that 7th weekend, because I feel like Javon Boggs is definitely going to go to Georgia. But the other thing working in Notre Dame's favor for this weekend with Boggs is, like you said, they got Deuce Knight on campus. And our Steve Wiltfong, On3's newest vice president of recruiting and transfer portal, he talked to Deuce Knight ahead of his visit, did a great preview on On3 that we slotted on our website, Blue and Gold. And right away, Deuce Knight told Wiltfong that his main priority for coming to campus this weekend is, of course, to build relationships with the commits, get back, hang around the coaches and everything like that. But Javon Boggs is the number one target. So I expect Deuce Knight to be flanked by Boggs for the entirety of his visit when he's there. And who knows, just that type of attention from a very high-profile recruit, quarterback from the South, going to be with Boggs that whole weekend. I think that we can maybe talking about him getting back to campus sometime in June.
Yeah. Unlimited officials, but not unlimited amount of time. So, yeah, that was kind of my thoughts. Like, no, that June 14th weekend's when they have, you know, their offensive guys. So, and yeah, you want to get Boggs around Deuce Knight as much as possible. So, yeah, I mean, looking at the receiver board as a whole, you have your three commits right now in Jerome Bettis Jr., Sean Terry, and Elijah Burris. And, you know, when Notre Dame, you get good reports about this guy and this guy. We got fans on our Blue Smoji message board being like, oh my gosh, are we going to end up taking six? But no, it's really five, because Bettis will end up at safety. And I'm like, okay, guys, like the parlay that you guys are talking about in Notre Dame to just land all these guys, like the odds are, you know, we're talking like plus 2,000 or something. So let's pump the brakes a little bit. But, you know, I think that I just keep coming back to this word, like, intriguing. Like, I think Notre Dame's in an intriguing spot with Boggs. Derek Meadows.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't know. I've liked Notre Dame for a long time there, but, you know, Irish sources still feel pretty good, but he's taking, you know, these visits to these SEC powers, and, you know, he's just erupted when it comes to his national stock and profile. So I don't know how confident you can feel if you're Notre Dame at this point about Derek Meadows. I'm not sitting in the room when they're having those conversations with him, but just kind of following the visits as I like to do. It's going to be tight, quite the tough battle, especially considering Notre Dame's been recruiting him hard for almost a year, and he just hasn't popped, even though we've thought on a couple occasions he might. He hasn't yet. He's taking this thing in the summer. We'll see where it goes from there. Talon Taylor from Chicagoland, very talented player, top 100 prospect. You guys know how I feel about his recruitment. I think that it's not going to be Notre Dame. I think that Notre Dame might be running second or third here. Someone on the Loose Emoji board, or maybe it was in a YouTube comment, said that this recruitment reminds them of Carnell Tate from a couple years ago. Kyle, I don't know how much you were covering him. Maybe when you're on the Ohio State beat back then. But it's sort of similar because they're Chicago kids who just keep visiting Notre Dame, but I don't feel great about Notre Dame's chances. So I guess there's somewhat of similarity, but you know, Carnell was, you know, a much bigger media personality than Talon's, a little bit more low key, but I think that it's probably Georgia. I think Georgia's the strong one, and then it might be Ohio State and then Notre Dame. Kyle, I'll let you speak about him in a minute. And then Tanu Kynes is a wild card at this point. Had a really good visit to Notre Dame this spring. But I feel like he could commit tomorrow or, you know, who the heck knows. I'm having problems figuring out when he's going to take his official to Notre Dame because he told a reporter at an independent site, I believe it was May 31st, that first weekend he was going to Notre Dame. I talked to a Notre Dame source. It was like, no, that's not true. Trying to work on the 14th when Deuce Knight's in town. But I'm not able to confirm that either. So I don't really know what's going on with Tanu Kynes right now, but total X factor. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see if they add any other names or any other names pop up, but that's kind of the board right now. In addition to the three they have committed, they're after Tanu Kynes, Alan Taylor, Derek Meadows, and Javon Boxcow.
Yeah, I think if they land one of these guys, Notre Dame fans should be pretty ecstatic. Now, two of these four would be an absolute grand slam just because of how high profile recruits these are from all across the country. And I know you wanted me to touch on Talon Taylor a little bit, so I'll do that now. To be honest, I'm not as plugged in on the Talon Taylor recruitment right now as I was. I'll be doing a lot of digging on Talon Taylor coming up this spring. But what from I do know and what from I've known for a long time about Talon Taylor is the four schools that have been at the top for a long time have been Notre Dame, Georgia, Ohio State, and Michigan. He's had curiosity in USC and UCLA, but I don't think he's ever gotten out there, maybe to UCLA, but I don't see either of those being true contenders. I think there's a little bit of a pull to keep him closer to home and at a really good school like Notre Dame, but I feel like Talon kind of wants to pave his own path, and that's why I think Georgia is a pretty exciting option for him. I know he likes Notre Dame. He loves Coach Brown, the wide receivers coach, Mike Brown. Ohio State's an intriguing option because anytime Ohio State recruits a wide receiver, they pretty much get their pick of the litter. So it's kind of a matter if Brian Hartline down in Columbus, if he starts to prioritize Talon Taylor as a top-of-the-board guy, I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Buckeyes get him in the fold. So I think that's something to watch there. I mean, Notre Dame has pretty much made Talon Taylor a top-of-the-board guy since they offered him last March. And he's been up to campus a number of different times. And I mean, when you get to campus that much and still haven't commit, you know, that's kind of that, then you start to wonder like if he's ever going to do it sort of thing. So if Notre Dame does get Talon Taylor back on official visit in June, that's going to be great, but I'm with you there. I think that, you know, Notre Dame's probably running third behind Ohio State, Georgia in that recruitment.
All right. We just asked Kyle a question about Notre Dame receiver recruiting. Now I'm going to ask you guys a question. Are you a displaced corporate executive? Let me even ask you a second question. Are you wanting to put your career in your own hands? Maybe even a third question. Are you an experienced entrepreneur wanting to diversify? If you're answering yes to any of these questions, you're going to want to talk to Andy Ludicky, who is a huge college sports fan and franchise veteran, having owned multiple franchises and businesses. Using Andy's expertise, he's going to help you find your American dream through a very thorough consultation and evaluation process. So give Andy a call and put your life and career in your hands. And best of all, his services are 100% free to you. So what do you have to lose? Find your perfect franchise at myperfectfranchise.net. Give Andy Ludicky a call, 404-973-9901, myperfectfranchise.net. Wanted to talk about a few unofficial visitors for the Blue Gold game this weekend. You can find the full list at blueandgold.com. I did a visitor preview article on the site Thursday. Kyle did a storylines article, some things he's kind of keeping an eye on. One of those topics we're going to discuss in the show in a little bit. But wanted to go through a few guys. First, always important to get this guy back on campus. Now, Kyle, I'm just going to be honest with you and our friends here on the, in this YouTube chat. There is a truth that Deuce Knight was at Ole Miss a couple weeks ago. That is a truth. He was there. No one's talking about it, and which is totally fine. I just find that fascinating when, like, in February, you remember in February when Deuce went to that, the Under Armour camp in Georgia, and there was just story after story about Deuce, and is he going to flip, right? You remember that, Kyle? Yeah, Kyle's nodding. And everyone's just like, oh, we'll see if he visits anywhere else. And he did. Now, there's context that I'll get to in a second about the visit. But still, I cannot believe that he did take the visit to Ole Miss. And it's been reported by multiple networks. But no one really seems to care. It's kind of fascinating to me that you would think you're gonna give the people who want to report on this. It's on a silver platter, and no one's like taking the bait on it. It's really fascinating to me. But yeah, he was in Oxford for the Elite 11 camp, and I guess there's a few of his buddies going to Ole Miss. He just went to practice. I'm guessing he knows a bunch of guys on the Ole Miss teams, the in-state school. So he stopped by practice, and that was it. There was no big extravagant visit, photo shoot. Like, I don't think any of those things happened. It was pretty just low-key. It was just him stopping by campus. I don't think he thought he was even going to get out there, but I believe it was the Ole Miss 24/7 site did report that. But anyways, so really no concern here. I think Deuce Knight is completely locked in with the Fighting Irish. Any concerns I had earlier this year, I think, have been wiped away. So that all is good with Deuce Knight. Always important to get him back on campus for the reasons we just talked about. Make sure he's locked in, all that good stuff. But also, he is going to be key for the Fighting Irish recruiting other prospects. His offensive line commits will be there this weekend. He's going to be recruiting Javon Boggs, spending time with his teammates. It's going to be a really good weekend for Deuce Knight on campus. Always got to mention Will Black. He's the highest ranked player in the class, according to On3, number 5 overall player in the country and top offensive tackle. Yeah, I think that this young man being committed, it's a big deal. We're not talking about it enough. Charles Power wrote an article this week at On3. He's the director of scouting and rankings at the network, and said that so far this 2025 offensive line class is the best that he has scouted in a long time, and Black is his number one offensive tackle. So that kind of just goes to show how highly that he thinks of Will Black. Look at Will's just got a little baby face. You guys see watching on YouTube. But he's an absolute mauler on the field. And I just cannot believe those, look, I'm very much the guy when it comes to rankings. Like, let's all respect each other's opinions. And, if people have different thoughts on players, like, it is what it is, Schools have differing opinions on players. Some school will think someone's a freak show, and the other school will be like, I don't see it. I think he's a bust. Like, it happens. But everyone just loses their mind about rankings, and they don't about, like, college coaches offering and not offering kids. But anywho, Will Black, 3-star by 2 of the sites, 4-star outside the national rankings and arrivals. Wild to me. And then, Kyle, I'll throw it over to you. Sincere Johnson from Glenville in Cleveland. Top 100 player per On3, his second campus visit to Notre Dame this spring.
Yeah, a very interesting recruit here, being that On3 has him as a top 100 recruit, but only a handful of power conference offers. Louisville, Michigan State in there, Cincinnati, and I think there are a few more. But the one that he doesn't have is Ohio State, who I know I talk too much about on the show, but is pretty significant to Sincere Johnson's recruitment, because he goes to Cleveland Glenville, which is a pretty well-noted Ohio State feeder school. And the interesting thing about Sincere Johnson's recruitment is I went to go see him at a school after he visited Notre Dame last month, and he said he's been in touch with James Laurinaitis quite a bit, their linebackers coach. You know, Laurinaitis was at Notre Dame for a year and now entering year two in Ohio State. But even though Sincere Johnson has been down to Columbus a number of different times, Ohio State still hasn't offered him. So I think once Ohio State does offer him, it's, you know, if they do offer him, it's going to be a pretty difficult recruitment for Notre Dame to win. Just looking at Cleveland Glenville's track record of securing commitments from those recruits. But I will say, the longer Ohio State goes without offering Sincere Johnson and the harder Notre Dame continues to recruit him, the bigger of a lead they're going to grow in this recruitment. I feel pretty confident right now that Notre Dame is the number one for Sincere Johnson. Now, we got a long way to go for 2026 recruits, but this is a guy that Notre Dame likes a lot. One of those hybrid linebacker guys in the 26 class, can play a lot of different positions, going down to the defensive line, going off the edge, even dropping back in coverage. Sincere Johnson can do all that. So no doubt a top-of-the-board target for the Irish, and an important visitor to get back on campus for the second time in just a matter of weeks.
Yeah, that's always notable. I mean, I logged that prediction for J.J. Finch. I mean, he visited Notre Dame, you know, twice in the same week. I mean, yeah, when you just keep visiting like that, always is a good sign. Again, folks, we have a full list of visitors at blueandgold.com. It's pinned on the loose emoji board, and then we've had multiple articles this week as well. So we're just talking about a few of the guys. This one I personally find interesting, Jermaine Santana Diaz. He has a very rare claim. You don't see this often. His first offer is from Notre Dame. And that was over a month ago. It was a Pot of Gold Day offer last year, and I'm just stunned that there has not been a second school to offer him. So Santana Diaz is getting his first look at Notre Dame for the Blue Gold game. He was not someone we were initially expecting to visit, but we learned, or he tweeted it out Friday morning that he would be on campus this weekend. So yeah, again, when Notre Dame is the first school to offer, you just don't really see that. I mean, you saw it with like Jordan Faison's little brother Dylan, but like Faison connection, but like, this is a kid from Missouri City, Texas. Like, I'm just shocked that other schools, especially like a North Texas or a UTEP or, you know, Houston, you know, so one of those schools has not offered him yet. So I think it'll just be a matter of time, maybe in when his spring ball rolls around here in a few weeks.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think his recruiting process will heat up. And then, Kyle, one prospect we wanted to talk about as well, who's actually on campus today, Jacoby Clapper from Cincy St. X. And he's going to Wisconsin tomorrow. So he's not on campus for the Blue Gold game, but I know you wanted to talk about him.
Yeah, just an intriguing recruit. And if Tim Hyde's going to listen back on this episode, he'll certainly agree, because our buddy Tim Hyde loves that Cincinnati Catholic League. And that's the exact conference that Jacoby Clapper plays in. The St. X product, another guy that Notre Dame likes at linebacker in this 2026 class. And an intriguing option for the fact that when Al Golden was in Cincinnati, his son attended St. Xavier, actually has remained at St. Xavier through last year, I know. I don't know how old he is or where he's been off to since, but either way, interesting connection with Golden's son being teammates with Clapper. And I know it's been a while since Notre Dame has gotten a recruit from St. X down there in Cincy, but I think Jacoby Clapper could certainly break that trend. I know he likes Notre Dame already. They're one of the top schools on his list. And Notre Dame with a big chance to make a pretty strong first impression today. and see where it goes from there.
All right. We next one to talk about are it. Look, I don't know. Okay. So there's no one that we are aware of right now that's like, all right, this player is about to commit to Notre Dame this weekend. Typically we have an idea. It's like, all right, our spotty senses are tingling, or, you know, we're hearing some birdies chirp in the background about some names, but really nothing for this weekend. One 2025 targets on campus, and that's a lot of 2026s. So it's like, it's very early, but, you know, you never know. Someone could pop. Last year, Notre Dame had Davion Dixon commit on this day last year. I'm going to tweet that out after the show. It's a good reminder. The eve of the spring game last year, Davion Dixon commits to Notre Dame. No one had any idea. It was just an out-of-the-blue thing. If you remember, Kyle, I actually kind of called it. I said he was a dark horse to commit to Notre Dame. But I still didn't expect that. Year before, Brandon Davis Swain commits to Notre Dame on the spring game. He later decommit, you know, and flipped to, I think, Colorado. But back-to-back years, you get these out-of-the-blue commitments for Notre Dame in the rising junior class. Both happen to be defensive linemen. So as recruiting junkies like myself and Kyle are, we figured, hey, let's talk about who your surprise spring game commitment is. And Kyle, I'll even say, like, it doesn't even need to be on this day. It can, or on, you know, on the 20th. It can be, maybe they give like a silent on the 20th and then they have a week window, excuse me, to announce it. Who are you going with?
Guy I'm going with is a Bradenton, Florida IMG Academy defensive lineman. I'm staying with the theme that has gone on the last couple years here with Notre Dame. The last two spring games have landed a high school sophomore defensive lineman. And if I had to pick one guy that can make a surprise commitment this weekend, I'm going to go with Elijah Golden. Usually, Notre Dame does pretty well with recruiting guys with the last name Golden, but that's not the reason why I'm, you know, picking him as my kind of dark horse candidate for this weekend. I know that Notre Dame's very high on his list going into it. Notre Dame likes Golden a lot as well. And when Golden got his Notre Dame offer on Pot of Gold Day, he called it his dream offer. So right away there, that, you know, rings a bell in my head that Notre Dame could have a chance to land this guy later on. So just a name that I'm a little curious to hear how things go after this weekend. And I guess if I had to pick a guy that could be a surprise pledge after this weekend, my guy's going to be Elijah Golden.
Before we started talking today, before we went live, or maybe it was during the last show, I don't remember, Kyle, but you mentioned Micah Gilbert. He went into that Notre Dame spring game visit and it was like, yeah, like, where does Notre Dame stand? Like, I'm not really sure. I'm fairly certain he gave a silence to Notre Dame at the Blue Gold game and then announced, you know, a week or two later, whatever it is. So I might be a little bit of a surprise. I'm going with Boggs. Boggs is my pick for, like, someone who just, like, listen, when you go to Notre Dame, you can just, it just clicks sometimes. So my guess here, the total, like, throw a dollar on this bet and you win $1,000 kind of deal, you know, like, this is a, you know, bear with me, folks. You know, I'm not saying I'm not saying take this to the bank, but I don't know. I just feel like this one could be a little surprise. Like, yours is probably makes more sense, but if we're going with, like, a kind of out there prediction, like, I think Boggs could go in. Absolutely love it. Deuce is there. They just click. Loves Notre Dame, and he's just like, I'm done. We see that all the time. It could be hard to predict when it's going to happen, but there you go. There's my kind of curveball. I bet you didn't see that one, Kyle.
What if I told you I wouldn't be surprised if Sincere Johnson popped this weekend?
Well, there you go.
Now, I'd be pretty surprised, but I just know Notre Dame's in a good spot there, believe it or not. And I just think the longer Ohio State waits to offer him, the better Notre Dame of a chance Notre Dame has to land him. So, man, I'll tell you, linebacker recruiting has been pretty exciting over the last couple of years. We talked about it a few weeks ago when we were talking about Gavin Nix's recruitment, how since Marcus Freeman came aboard, they just landed all these you know, one guy per class has been a, you know, pretty marquee name. You know, we're talking about Kingston Viliamuasa, Jalen Snead, Jay Nosbury. You know, we're looking at Gavin Nix, Manon Faramo, Nathaniel Owusu-Boateng being one of those guys in the 25 set class. Why can't Sincere Johnson be that guy in 2026? Max Bulla, Al Golden, both awesome recruiters. And all, we're already doing a great job in that recruitment. So okay. I'll give you a second option with Sincere Johnson. Wonder if he'll come off.
I like it. And winding down the show, I want to talk about two midweek visitors for Notre Dame. There are certainly others, but these are the most notables. Josh Petty, just a five-star offensive lineman from Roswell, Georgia, Fellowship Christian School. We talked about him last week with Steve Wiltfong, which was just a tremendous interview, by the way. And I feel like it's not outdated at this point. So if you missed last week's show, go watch our interview with Steve Wiltfong. Some really entertaining and informative stuff. So Notre Dame offered Petty, want to say last February or something. And just, I remember keeping in touch with them. Notre Dame just was not able to make a move, but kind of circled back with them here recently and got in touch with them and got him up on campus for a midweek visit and seemed to go pretty well. And the vibe here is very much a follow the visit. Does he set up an official with Notre Dame? If he does, all right, game on. Notre Dame's right up there with everyone else. If not, then there's nothing to see here. I know that's kind of simple and that goes, you know, or that speaks to a lot of recruitments, but it certainly does with Petty specifically because of just how like recent Notre Dame's little push here has been. So I guess that's like a sign is if Notre Dame is going to be able to become a contender is if he sets out an official visit. But right now, hearing more buzz about Clemson and Georgia. And then James Simon from Calvary Baptist Academy in Shreveport, Louisiana. I'll be posting this article later this afternoon. I got to talk to him last night and go over his visit with him. And, you know, he loved this conversation with Marcus Freeman and just thinks the world of Dylan McCullough. And this was his second visit to campus. His first one was for the USC game last year, if I recall correctly. And I don't know, Kyle. I still don't have a strong feel, but every time I talk about James Simon, I'm like, I don't really know what the heck's going on here. You know, with Notre Dame having two running back commits and everything seems fine with those two guys, but they keep bringing in Simon and making him feel like a priority. So we'll continue to see here, but it might not matter. I think LSU and Texas might have better chances to land Simon. You see the RPM is heavily trending towards LSU for him, but you know, I know Steve Wiltfong, I believe you told me I did not hear or didn't watch the Wiltfong whip around from this week, but no, he talked about Simon really liking Texas. So yeah, it might not matter. And yeah, it's like if Notre Dame really does want a third running back or they're just looking at different, you know, plan B options or something, you think it'd be more than one. We only hear about Simon. So again, I'm fascinated by this running back recruitment for Notre Dame in the 25 cycle to kind of see what they do, but might end up being a nothing burger.
Mike, do me a favor real quick while I'm talking. Go ahead and pull up that On3 Recruits YouTube channel. I don't even know if you can do that because we're on YouTube, but I just wanted to let our, you know, bring our viewers in to that channel because there's a lot of great stuff going on there. And that's where I kind of got a lot of my information on James Simon because Inside Texas's Justin Wells, the recruiting reporter there covering Texas, he was on Josh Newberg's show Inside Scoop earlier this week, and they talked a lot about James Simon, and Justin Wells is pretty close to logging for Simon to land with the Longhorns. But then I was listening to Steve Wiltfong on that Wiltfong whip around, which that thing is a must listen to every Monday and Thursday, especially with as plugged in as Steve is to the Notre Dame football recruiting scene. And Steve was talking about James Simon again, and he also mentioned Texas being a top contender for him. But the interesting thing about his recruitment is his father, John Simon's a running backs coach. I can't remember where he's at now. I thought he was at Grambling State last season, but I know that family idolizes Dylan McCullough. They consider him one of the best running back coaches in the nation. So I think Notre Dame definitely has that working in their favor. And in terms of position coaches also working in their favor, I know that Steve Wiltfong has talked a lot about this in the past, that Josh Petty has a longstanding relationship with Joe Rudolph. So I think that's how Notre Dame was able to really kind of ignite a little flame in that recruitment to get things going. So two guys that at first glance you wouldn't expect to land at Notre Dame, both high-profile recruits from the South, pretty heavy Southern battles with SEC programs. But then when you dive a little deeper into them, I think that Notre Dame is going to have a bit more of a shot than maybe some others are giving credit for.
Okay, there you have it, folks. Talking some Notre Dame football recruiting, spring game, deep dive. We'll have much more coverage of the Blue Gold game on our YouTube channel with, preview content, post-game content, all that different stuff. Right after the game, I'm talking, within 180 seconds or so, Tim Hyde and I will be live on this same YouTube channel here to break down what we saw in the Blue Gold game. We'll have recruiting updates throughout the weekend. We'll have Tyler and Jack do a recap of the spring game. I'll have JD Pickell on, who one of the main talking heads at On3, just the main On3 YouTube channel. So he's going to talk. So tons of recruiting and Notre Dame football updates on this YouTube channel, as well as blueandgold.com. And, of course, our offer for you guys to take advantage of is $1 for 2 months when you use the promo code UND1. So please check that out, blueandgold.com. New subscribers, $1 out of your pocket gets you 2 months of premium access when you use the promo code UND1. So you get to read all of our stuff and then interact with us on the message board, as well as thousands of other Notre Dame fans. So please check that out. Again, blueandgold.com. We're going to sign off today's show right there, folks. If you're just joining us, you can rewind and watch the beginning back. We talked about some good stuff at the top of the show as well. But really appreciate you all. And as always, we will catch you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.